Relying on evidence collected from the dig sites and knowledge of modern animal behavior, experts recreate a plausible scenario where a female competes with a male in a battle to the death. Planet Earth, 70 million years ago. A male Majungatholus is on the prowl for a mate.
He picks up the scent of a female Majungatholus. He knows it's a female simply by her scent. He moves in cautiously, knowing that if she has a mate, there could be a confrontation.
Slowly, cautiously, he moves further into her territory, following her scent.
He works his way towards the center of her territory, looking for this female. He finds her. She's in a small open clearing surrounded by very dense vegetation. He moves in and begins to demonstrate his intentions. He's not an aggressor. He is simply trying to woo her into mating. He goes through a series of steps designed to put her into a non-defensive mood. She doesn't react the way he expects, and he doesn't understand it.
The female is uninterested in his advances.
He sways slowly back and forth again to try to describe to her his intention. She refuses to accept his advances. She bares her teeth and hisses with a deep, rumbling growl. This is a clear message that she's looking for a fight. The Majungatholus male continues his dance to try to entice her, but she will not respond. She continues in an aggressive posture. The male tries to shift his position, perhaps put her in a different area, and see if that will change her mood.
But the female's focus is not exclusively on the male.
As he moves to the side, he realizes that hidden behind her is her offspring. The male knows immediately. That's the reason why the female is not responsive to his reproductive dance.